against all the odds. Back in March, when four English clubs, Manchester City, Manchester United, Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur, made it into the quarterfinals of this year's UEFA Champions League, The Guardian chose to hold its breath on the odds of an English team winning the championship. "Celebrate by all means," wrote the paper's reporter Jonathan Wilson. "But remember, it means little without the trophy." Now, 3 months later, Liverpool is finally holding up the trophy in its hands, their sixth European title, after defeating Tottenham Hotspur on June 1st. However, as important as the trophy is, and as sweet as the victory is, that final match wasn't even Liverpool's biggest moment in the competition. That moment came on May 7th, in the semi-final when the team beat Spain's Barcelona 4-0, turning around a three-goal deficit, and making it into the final. That match was considered one of the greatest and most unthinkable comebacks in the Champions League history. It shows what is possible in football, Liverpool's manager Jurgen Klopp told CNN. Even then, the UK Prime Minister Theresa May praised the team's never-say-never spirit during a meeting in Parliament on May 8th. She also compared her Brexit battle with the fierce match. "What it shows is that when everyone says it's all over, and that your European opposition have gotten you beat, the clock's ticking down and it's time to accept defeat. Actually, we can still secure success if everyone comes together," said May. May had to resign as UK Prime Minister on June 7th, but Liverpool stuck to that spirit, fighting against all odds, no matter how small Wilson said they were.